Welcome to another episode of the Alley Fire Torch Podcast, where you don't have to be about to use your helmet. Just how we got Holly Corn here. How are you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
If you got Ellie Corn here, I'm doing amazing. Howie, DeAndre Hopkins is out for the year. How do you feel about that?
Well, DeAndre Hopkins is out for the rest of the regular season. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. I really hope that we don't end up playing Arizona in the first round of the playoffs. That is a dangerous team.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this will actually really affect the Cardinals. It could really affect them or not affect them. Still, one of those. Come on, they have some other great wide receivers like Rondale Moore. AJ Green is not great. And they also have some other, like Christian Kirk. And they also have great tight end Zach Ertz. So, it could make a big difference or a very little difference. But yeah. I think Rondale Moore is the number one right now.
You know, sometimes these catastrophic injuries can force an offense to figure out some other tools. What's scary to me, let's say they figure out an offense that's successful, that doesn't need D-Hop. Then, how much more dangerous are they going to be in the playoffs when they have that whole offense that they've engineered without him? Plus, he's back. He's one of the most exciting, electrifying, mesmerizing weapons that is in the NFL.
But I just have one who's better, who's worse. Okay. This is very hard to say. Better... rookie, Rashad Bateman, or Rondale Moore. Rashad Bateman has proven a lot of talent. Rondale Moore has proven a lot of talent, also a lot on the bench. Rondale Moore uses that speed. I'm going Rondale Moore. Who do you think's better, Rondale Moore or Rashad Bateman?
I'm a huge Rondale Moore fan. I just think that the upside is so high with him.
Yeah, so you think Rondale Moore? No offense to Rashad Bateman. But you're not as good as Rondale Moore. Faster than you. Okay. So, Howie, give me your number five at the top five running back.
Okay. Fifth best running back in the NFL this year, Leonard Fournette. I'll just remind everyone that he had a 4-TD game, a comeback victory against the Indianapolis Colts for the Bucs.
For me, this is Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Cincinnati Bengal, really important part of that offense.
Yeah. Howie, give us your number four.
My number four, rookie sensation, Najee Harris, playing on an offense with Ben Roethlisberger, who is not what Ben Roethlisberger used to be. Najee Harris has had a key role in every one of those victories.
My number four, James Conner, my second best pickup in free agency. How we go?
Number three, James Conner. His performances are amazing. He's number two in touchdowns by running back this year in the NFL. He's my number three selection.
My number three is Dalvin the Cook. Yeah, he's cooking up those defenses. Yeah. Like, he's cooking up Bengals with his steel pan. Yeah, the Viking horn, he's just shoving right into the defensive line, getting passed up.
Yeah. Cook is my number two selection. Man, that guy is fast and strong. And when he hits the hole, he gets through that initial line of defense.
Yeah. My... number two, rookie sensation, Najee Harris. Najee, very elusive back. Derrick Henry, just younger and not as much experience, is gonna be better than him. He's gonna be better than Derrick Henry. But Howie, who's your number one?
By the way, that's a bold prediction. That is a bold prediction from the Ellie Foreman.
Know that in the future.
Podcast. Before I reveal my number one, I think it's going to be everyone's number one, but I just do want to give an honorable mention to King Henry, who would certainly be at the top of this list if it were not for his very severe injury. We hope he comes back soon.
On my list, I also have two. I have Henry. But I also have two more. I got Leonard Fournette and Cordarrelle Patterson.
Those are your honorable mentions?
Those are my honorable mentions. All right,
my number one, it's going to have to be your number one, Jonathan Taylor.
JT for me. JT is my number one. Howie, tell us where we're going to be Sunday night, 8:20.
So, Sunday night, we will be doing a podcast. We don't know exactly where Anchor is going to put us. We might be doing it from the parking lot, maybe doing it from the press box. But we will be in Tampa, Florida at Raymond James Stadium. Please feel free to come by. Any merch that you purchase, Ellie is going to sign it for you free of charge. If you want to take selfies with Ellie, you can take selfies. We're there for you. We're there for the fans. Special thanks to Anchor for flying us down to go see our favorite team.
Yeah, they could clinch the division on Sunday. But, so thanks to our fans. Thank you to Anchor. All rights reserved from Anchor.